go home now.
Welcome back. Jamie's back. Back in the New York groove. Jamie's back.
Thank you. Very annoyed to be here. Lucas, you're up. Start us off.
Okay.
All right.
That's the kind of positivity we missed here on the podcast. Today we want to remind you, join our Patreon. It helps us pay now our studios and producers the actual cost of their work, which we are not currently doing. They're currently giving us a discount because our Patreon's not making enough. So join, and then you can ask us questions. Today, we're going to start with some feedback we received on the Patreon from Katie. Katie said, "Hi guys, I'm a fairly new listener via your recent influencer drama and wanted to express my appreciation for you all via some word vomit. She watched the Brooke stuff and she liked us."
Oh, nice.
You know what? You shouldn't ever say that. It's all press really is good press. Katie, thanks for reminding us of that.
Yeah, well, we made $1,000 on that.
That we can't seem to pull out of the YouTube. It's somewhere in the YouTube. We just...
Yeah, YouTube makes it really tough to get that money.
It's on the top of a mountain somewhere in a P.O. box. Yeah.
That we have to walk 40,000 paces due north, but we can get it at some point.
A Nepalese Sherpa's carrying it on his back.
YouTube said we could get the money out of there if I can do a flat ground backflip. Unfortunately, I just don't have the ups for that. But Jamie has ups, but YouTube said if Jamie does it, it doesn't count
towards the getting the money.
Yeah. It's like saying I have $40,000, but it's in other people's pockets.
YouTube, you have $1,000 that we have.
If every dollar YouTube had was our money, yeah, we'd be billionaires.
YouTube is like, isn't it so fun to tell people you have $1,000 but not have it? We're giving you this opportunity to be
YouTube
cool.
Estimating the revenue. We bet you made $1,500 on that video. Really? I don't know. We bet.
I don't know. Maybe. Man.
We feel like that's true.
Them giving us
We're running
$40.
Out of things to do.
If you tell your friends you have $1,000 and they call us to ask if it's true, we'll say yes. Signed and sincerely, YouTube.
We won't give it to you. P.S. It's ours.
Also, you don't want it.
You have to link,
trust me, it stinks.
You have to link your main account to a payment account to a social security number to an EIN, backwards to the US IRS, to the tax system, back to us, back to a new account that's linked to the old account, that's linked to a payment account, that's linked to Jamie. And then if Lucas does a standing ground backflip, you can have your money.
And he only has one shot. With no practice.
Yeah. We're watching.
No practice.
Well, so even pumping the arms, thinking about it, getting ready for it, that
visualizing it counts.
Looking in a mirror, we'll be able to tell if you're thinking about the backflip.
Lucas has to pull up and do it without visualizing it.
All right.
So theoretically, we made a lot of money from that.
So yes. Katie, thank you.
Thank you for joining.
Truly.
And now we make $5 more a month because of Katie.
Katie,
so,
truly thank you.
Yeah, it is really cool.
That's very
I want to
cool.
express probably the most sincere appreciation for anyone who joined after hearing all that stuff, because undoubtedly the reaction was negative. So it's pretty cool of certain people that watched it and were like, well, I don't really care if everyone finds it negative. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's the kind of people we need on.
Yeah. So fuck yeah, Katie. Katie said a couple things that are like feedbacky. I'll read them quickly. You guys can always jump in if you're getting bored. She started with John. John, thank you for being the backbone of the Patreon and the goofball of the pod. When you moved to New York from North Dakota, what were the biggest surprises and things you missed? Any advice?
I like she's giving superlatives out. Yeah. Biggest goofball goes to John.
Yeah, John got the biggest goofball award. Okay, you big goof. Yeah,
hardest studier goes to Jamie.
She most likely to kill himself
Lucas.
Via drug overdose. Yeah. John giving me your superlative. You just gave me class clown. You're the biggest goofball.
Oh, yeah. I'm class clown. Thanks, Katie.
Hottest, Lucas. It's like an actual
second hottest, Jamie.
Okay,
goofiest,
wait.
John. What? I'm not third hottest. I'm just the goofball.
Wait, so, she said she's looking at doing her PhD in the Northeast, but she's lived in Montana for the last 8-ish years. So it was a question of like, what are the biggest things you noticed when you moved to New York? Mm. And do you have any advice for someone moving from a small town to a big city?
You're going to be around a lot of people that are doing their own thing, and you just got to do your own thing if you want to do, if you want to use this city for what it's for, I guess. Yeah, that's probably.
What were the biggest surprises you had when moving?
Biggest surprises is the opposite of what I just said. How I thought I'd be like, oh yeah, it's going to be always exciting, always fun. It's never always. It's never any. It's never.
No, it is.
I'm kidding. It's fun. It's a really fun city. They have everything here, and you probably will find some friends, but you know, I'm just saying it is a different city from Montana. Being from North Dakota, it's very different, and you're not going to want to drink like you do in the Midwest, because that's all we can do.
Do you feel you have more community here or less than you did back there?
Less. I mean, what do you mean by community? Like people that are down to hang out 24/7, or like,
I don't, yeah, or like support, or yeah, like, do you feel like you're part of a place now more than you were before, or less? I don't know, kind of however you define it.
I feel less a part of it, but I like it more. I guess that's probably, like, deep in my heart, I like this place more. But yeah, it's fun. I like it. You should do it. I think everyone should do it. Same with smoking weed. I think everyone should smoke weed 3 or 4 times in your whole life. If you are going to smoke it all.
Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Do that. Smoke weed, Katie. And yeah, move to the East. I like the East.
Katie's like, I'm thinking about doing my PhD. John's like, smoke some weed.
Yeah, smoke some weed and then
I'm
come
sure
back
she has. It. She's from Montana.
Yeah.
Okay, then she moves on to me. Lucas, I really admire how upfront you are about your upbringing. I can't imagine it's easy to drop that info and still win over crowds. Thank you. Where do you like to ski? Thoughts on people who telemark? Also, my local ski hill made a shirt for their 69th anniversary, 69 years of coming together. And if you're interested, I'd love to send you one. Yeah, what's your local ski hill? If you live in Bozeman, it's Bridger, right? Because I ski Big Sky every year. I love Bozeman. I perform in Bozeman every year. This is probably before you were introduced to us, but I perform in Bozeman around Christmas time. I hope you're there. I hope we can ski together. What do I think of telemarking? I don't know. I think it's a little granola-y and crunchy and unnecessarily hippie.
What is it?
It's the type of skiing where your heels are not locked into a binding. So you like lunge. Effectively, it's skiing where you make it way harder for yourself, both like physically and just practically.
Why?
Because it
feels
no, you don't go. There's no benefit. It's just harder. It's harder to get down the mountain, and it's physically more taxing. And the benefit is like feeling more connected to the earth. So it's like a classic hippie thing.
Oh
yeah,
hippies really are stupid.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb. I'm a size large or XL T-shirt. If it's a 69 years of Bridger Bowl, I've never skied Bridger. I'd love to ski Bridger with you. Where do I ski? Jackson, Big Sky. I like British Columbia. I hope we can ski together. Should be fun. Okay, on to Jamie. Jamie, I'm so hoping that this was a riff, but do you not really believe in evolution? If you don't...
I do.
If you don't...
Obviously it was a riff.
Do you really not believe in evolution? Because if you don't,
evolution. Obviously, if you don't, a comedy podcast. it was for the joke.
If you don't, can I send you some book recs or a PowerPoint? Maybe I would love to see Katie's PowerPoint on why you should believe in evolution.
Send the PowerPoint. Definitely not the book. I'm not going to read the book because I already believe in it. But definitely send the PowerPoint. Yeah, it could be funny. It might just be a pretty detailed PowerPoint on why evolution is true, in which case it'll be super boring. But yeah, send it my way, Katie. Why not? Send me information on something I already believe in.
She also said something really
can't
nice.
Hurt.
She said, I also owe you a huge thank you. Your conversations about relationships, particularly making women come, made me realize that my boyfriend really wasn't putting effort into the relationship and it wasn't getting any better. Honestly, you're kind of my hero. You made her dump her boyfriend.
Holy shit.
She didn't say that.
She said, made me realize that my boyfriend really wasn't putting effort into the relationship and it wasn't getting any better. Past tense. I think the heavy implication is she broke up with him. Katie, write us again.
Katie.
Did you break up with your boyfriend?
In parentheses, exterminated him. What happened? Did she kill him?
Then she says, I doubt, and I think this is to all of us, I doubt you'll take me up on this, but if you're ever in Bozeman, Montana, I am annually there. And John was just there. There is a comedy club there. And yeah, because you were there with Jordan Jensen, right?
Yeah.
And you were supposed to go. Wait, did it cancel or did you end up going?
No, I didn't go to Bozeman.
But you were booked. That was Last Best Comedy. You had a Wednesday there.
Yes, yes.
So we've all been either booked to go. I'll tell you this.
I will never be in Bozeman. Okay. I appreciate the message. And thank you for listening to the podcast, Katie.
If you're ever in
Bozeman.
And
I would love to see that presentation on evolution, which is a thing I already believe in.
If you're ever in Bozeman, Montana.
Prove it to me. Something I already think is true. It's pretty difficult. Prove it. I already believe, so now prove it.
Okay. Katie's sending the nicest message ever. Jamie like clapping back at her angrily over something that she's not upset about. I doubt you'll take me up on this, but if you're ever in, this is to all of us.
Prove it.
And you want to try rock climbing, ice climbing, which sounds really fun, or ski joring. Ski joring is where you get pulled behind a horse and you have to hit jumps and collect rings on skis. Give me a shout. When you collect weird hobbies, you do feel the need to rope in other people. Finally, a request. Really well written, by the way, Katie.
Ooh.
I think
I think God did it. Prove me wrong.
That water helped me think about it more.
Yeah, now that I got more hydrated, it was God. Prove me wrong.
All right, we really got to move on to the next thing.
I think it would be hilarious to see 40 minutes from now. Prove it to me.
Just a bunch of numbers.
I think it would be hilarious to see you guys play the newlywed game on the pod. I think it would go pretty well considering your complete lack of marriage. Stay awesome, lads. With love, Katie.
British
Thank you,
the
Katie.
Whole time.
Thanks, Katie. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Katie.
Hi, Katie. Thank you.
Going Liverpool.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Katie.
All right, we should do two more questions and then get into the pod.
Yeah, we should.
Wait, I want to do like advice, you know? That's the one that I think I have nothing to offer for.
I love the advice ones. Someone asked us something about college.
Someone asked where they should go to college. Just point blank. Did they put context in that message?
We need more context for that one.
Where should you go to college? Harvard. It's the best one.
Maybe now you could argue that
Princeton?
Princeton might be the place to go.
Yeah.
You could argue.
Go to Princeton.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah, Princeton. Well, even you could even do like Oxford or like if you want to go international.
Yeah. Or Yale or Stanford if you want to stay on the West Coast.
Whatever you do, I don't think Princeton, Yale, Oxford or Stanford are bad choices.
You should go to an extraordinarily expensive and selective college.
Correct.
Because that's where you'll get the best education and be surrounded by the smartest people.
See, I was thinking something similar, actually.
Also, if you go to an extraordinarily and impossibly and really hard to get into, overwhelmingly prestigious college, it'll help you get jobs after college.
There's an electric fence there for bums. So they can't get in and be around. This is from Anna.
Cambridge. Go ahead.
This is from Anna. I'm 27 and I'm so bored. Capital letters on so. So bored, burnt out, and in a rut, mostly in my career, but it's kind of carried over to affect all parts of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I have a good corporate job in data analytics after getting my master's, so I've only been working for a few years, but I've been really successful so far in it. However, I've reached a point where I'm not being challenged. I want to make more money and I want to do something else. The issue is I've been feeling this way for months and I have no clue what I want to do now or how to figure it out. I'm in therapy.
It's hard to understand the question.
Hold on. It's not done
that
yet.
Cadence.
That's not a weird cadence.
I can't understand the words when you read, when you break the sentences in half cadence wise.
Hey, maybe these are how the sentences look. I'm not going to show you after. Jamie will read the next one.
I'm not going to show you after.
And I'm not keeping secrets from you.
Maybe
this is how they look.
That's just
you
how
can't
it
see.
Looks. Also, you'll never know. I'm in therapy. I exercise. I do all the things you're supposed to do, but I still can't figure out how to jumpstart my creativity. I still can't figure out how to jumpstart my creativity. Inspiration, motivation, etc.
You always stop halfway through the sentence when you
feel
the sentence.
Well, I thought it was a period.
Regardless of whether it ends.
It was a comma. All right, so I can't figure out how to jumpstart my creativity, inspiration, motivation, etc. Naturally, I figured my next best move was just to come straight to the experts.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry.
Jimmy started by thinking I was being a dick, but I'm having trouble processing the question.
Naturally,
can I read it?
I'm sorry.
So she wants to know. No, you can't read it.
I don't want to clap. It's just you're reading with such a lack of confidence. It makes me not sure if what you're saying is right.
You know what I can do?
Creativity, inspiration, etc.
How do you guys read out loud good? Do you like read out loud to kids every week or something? Like, I don't get how.
I'm like,
I can read in my head just fine, but when I'm reading it out loud, I just
can't say
it. John,
when you read, I'm like, did she write a question mark or is that your own self doubt?
Naturally, I figured my next best move was fuck. Naturally, I figured my next best move was just to come straight to the experts. Do I just need to go slower? I'm 27 and I'm so bored, burnt out, and it's rough. But it has commas, burnt out and in a rut. How am I supposed to read that without pausing? I'm so 28 and so bored, burnt out and in a rut. Mostly in my career.
We haven't talked for so long. It's just you spiraling at this.
I'm genuinely curious now. When there's a comma, do I not pause a little bit and then say the next part?
You're in a sketch and you're acting, mm-hmm. you read lines and you have to deliver them like how people speak, right?
Yeah, but I don't need to do that when I'm reading something.
You don't need to do anything, but if you want us to understand what you're reading and not laugh at you.
I think the biggest thing.
I'm 27 and I'm so bored.
Yeah.
Do a voice is what you're saying?
Yeah, maybe do a voice. Maybe. I'm saying the biggest thing for me is the lack of confidence makes me question whether or not what you're saying is right.
Are you reading what's on the paper or are you expressing doubt into the world?
Is Anna real or fake?
Maybe
Anna's
do a
real.
Voice.
I was reading
maybe do
it.
A voice.
Do
try
a voice.
In a voice as
let's
a character.
Yeah, let's do a all voice. Right.
To take it from the top.
I'm 27 and like so bored.
Yeah.
Yes.
Burnt out and in a rut. Mostly in my career, but it's like kind of carried over to affect all parts of my life.
Yes.
All right. That feels like an offensive voice. So I'm going to go into.
No, John, no.
No, you're reading as
the
character.
Keep the voice.
She's a woman.
No, I was just going to switch to a different
voice.
She's
a woman. They sound like.
All right, I won't switch to a different voice. I have like a good corporate job in data like analytics after getting my like master's. So like I've only been working for a few years, but I've been really successful so far in it. However, like I've reached a point where I'm like not being like challenged. I want to make like more money and I want to do something else. The issue is I've been feeling this way for months and like I have no clue what to do now or like how to figure it out. I'm in like therapy. I like exercise. I like do all the things you're supposed to do, but I still can't figure out like how to jumpstart my creativity. Or my inspiration. Or like motivation. You get the point. Naturally, I figured my next best move was to just come straight to the experts.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. You absolutely nailed it.
That was great, dude. Okay. That was really
good.
That's
how you read aloud. You read as though someone's talking so that we can understand it.
I feel like a teacher in like a Samuel L. Jackson movie where he like in Coach Carter.
What's,
yes.
Does this feel like a breakthrough
like,
right
I feel
now?
Like Mr. Miyagi. We Mr. Miyagi'd you into reading that very with clear and concise tone.
I just don't.
Tone.
My Fair
I
Lady is what
it.
I'm thinking of. You know that movie where
My Fair Lady.
My Fair Lady.
I think I only read it like I would in my head, which is just the words. And then I piece it together as I'm reading it.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not like, let me step into this person.
But you did a good job.
Yeah, by stepping into her, you found her, and you helped
us. And
now
I could be her in a short film.
And now you're inside of her. Nope. Whoops.
Look, what really needs to happen right now is we need to give her advice because she is in a downward spiral.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel good at her job.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. That's tough. She said she's 27, right?
27 and so bored.
Is she single? I mean, what she didn't talk about was a lot of like what makes her happy. Look, I think the first thing is like, I'm going the earnest route. Is that cool?
Yeah. Go the earnest route. She's sad.
The earnest route is this. I'm like, it sounds like you're good at your job. You said you've been successful so far. So clearly, you know that excelling at your job is not the thing that's bringing you fulfillment and meaning right now because you're succeeding at it and you're not happy, which means you could either do something else if you have professional fulfillment in mind, or you could find fulfillment in other parts of your life. Like one thing you didn't talk about is your friendships, your relationships, or your hobbies, or how much you travel, or where you live, or whether you like where you live. Like there's a, I'm kind of the mind that there's like a billion ways to find a primary source of happiness, depending on what your value system is, none of which are better than others. But that doesn't sound like you know which is your primary, and that's complicated because then you don't know where to focus your time and attention and what to improve. So my advice to you would be figure out what part of your life is going to be most important to you over the next 5 years. I don't think thinking further out than that's very helpful. If you want to be like, if your goal in the next 5 years is to be like incredibly successful in your career and you're good at it and it's just like about hunkering down and doing it, that might suck, but you might have to do that. But if you're like really feeling like unhappy and uncreative and like life is gray and flat, it sounds like you need to be investing in people, relationships, and experiences that you're not, like travel and like partying maybe, or doing drugs, honestly. Like just
I don't know if doing drugs is...
We always get back to smoking weed on this. Yeah. But like just living life a little bit, especially if you have a good job and you have the money to do so.
It sounds like you need to get laid. It sounds like you need to take a big fat load to your face. even get cream pie if you have an IUD and he's clean. Yeah, I would suggest maybe spicing things up by swallowing next time you have sex with someone. Yeah, mostly just getting laid, getting fucked aggressively probably would help.
And my advice would be
you went the serious route, I went the joking route.
And I'm gonna go, you can decide if I'm serious or not.
Oh, interesting.
I think that you need to do something like go to a trampoline park and have childish fun to remember how much fun you used to have. And only then will you understand what life is worth living for.
And my guess is that that was serious advice.
I don't remember what I said.
I blacked out. What time is it? Who am I? Having a really serious stroke, but there's no visible sign. Who are you? Who am I? Where are you? Why is that guy in the corner on fentanyl?
And why is his That's name our Connor? Producer I don't Connor. Know. It's Connor. All right. So I hope that helps some. I mean, you had a good answer. Yours was better, and I think mine was the best. So.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I basically said, find your value system, prioritize it. Jamie said, get stuffed. And John said, go to a trampoline park. Just to summarize.
Super in character for all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll do one more question. This is from Keegan. I turned 25 this month. Sorry. Let me start over. Yeah. I turned 25 this month. How should I celebrate? Am I too young to do a potluck? How old does one have to be to do a potluck? Side note, John was right. I am a cashier.
A much smaller question. The last one was, how do you find meaning in life? And this one is, if you're 25 years old, is that too young to do a potluck?
So clearly, clearly you want to do a potluck. So why not just do a potluck?
Keegan, here's a piece of advice. Here's
Stop
a piece
edging
of
yourself on yeah, what the fuck?
Here's just a piece do of a advice. Potluck. Just do a potluck.
Yeah.
There's really.
What should I do? First off, scrap that. I'm going to rewrite this question for you.
Yeah.
I turned 25 this month. You can keep that. What should I do? Scrap that. Am I too young to do a potluck? How old does one have to be to do a potluck? Scrap that. Scrap all of it. This isn't a question. I want to do a potluck.
Just tell us you want to do a potluck and quit it with
and let us
asking.
Go. And hey let guys. Us go. Oh, that sounds fun. Have fun. That's the answer
the
to
question.
The
question. Congrats.
Yeah. You didn't ask this question, but this is the question you should have asked. Hey, guys, I find myself being insecure about small, minute details, and it's stopping me from doing the things I want in life. What do you recommend?
Yeah.
And then we would respond, do a potluck.
Yeah. I don't know you at all, but I think a potluck would help.
Well, I would respond if I were being serious to this question, which again is, if I'm 25 years old, is that too young to do a potluck with my friends? To that question, I'd respond, look at who your friends are. Why do they make you feel like maybe it's not okay to ask them to do a potluck? And then maybe reevaluate your entire relationship circle, everyone that you know.
And my
maybe fundamentally question your relationship with those people.
That's actually a good point.
Yeah. My recommendation would be to get fucked.
I was also going to say that.
Full of cum.
If you haven't received a cream pie in your butt or in your mouth or something.
Is Keegan a dude?
I'm guessing Keegan is a dude.
I think Keegan's a dude. So still get stuffed.
So yeah, Keegan, you're at the age where you're,
he's holding a big rock in this picture.
So Keegan, you're still learning that it's not gay to have desires as a guy. It's not gay to want to do a potluck with your friends. And we give you permission to be having a straight potluck. You could even say on the invitation, straight potluck.
Yeah, no dessert.
Yeah.
Straight potluck. Straight absolutely potluck. No sweets, no sugar, no dessert.
Correct.
Steak.
Mm-hmm.
Burgers.
Mm-hmm.
No hot dogs are too gay.
Mm-mm.
Burgers, steaks.
Clam.
Clam is,
oyster.
Oysters.
Fish.
Tilapia. Branzino.
Mm.
It's a seafood and grilled meats potluck. No sausage allowed.
No girl food allowed.
But what
no
happens if someone brings gay food?
If anyone brings gay food to his straight potluck, well, guess what? Keegan is going to straight give it to him.
Can we do an example real quick of me bringing straight gay food?
I'll be Keegan. I'm ready when you are.
And Lucas will be my girlfriend in this, okay? Keegan, thanks for inviting us to the potluck.
Oh, thanks for coming to my straight potluck.
We made these carrots and hot dogs.
You did what?
We made carrots and hot dogs for the potluck.
You know this is he not like our carrots?
Shut up!
You know this is a straight potluck, right?
What does that even mean?
It means nothing gay.
How is this gay? It's just carrots and hot dogs.
I wanted to do a potluck, but I'm straight. So you can't bring gay things here, such as carrots, girls, or hot dogs.
Babe, I'm scared. Keegan always scares me.
Shut the hell up, bitch.
Oh my God. Oh! Keegan.
Keegan's so violent. I told you he'd do this again.
This is a straight potluck. We hit women here. Now you, get on your knees and suck my...
Oh, I hate straight potlucks.
Babe, just do it. Keegan's scary.
Why'd it become a porn?
I don't know. Everything we
like
do.
A game
we're
porn.
Like the worst improv troupe of all time.
It is
like we would have gotten kicked out of UCB. We really should stick to what we know. Just
it's funny that Jamie's asking, how did that become a porn? As if he wasn't the one that went, now get on the ground and suck my cock.
Okay, did not everyone feel that it was headed that way? Was I not just using the energy we all felt and
I guess
expressing
sort of,
it through language?
I was trying to live in my character as a scared girlfriend who's perpetually scared of Keegan. And my goal for the scene was to establish more and more terrifying and violent backstory of Keegan.
I was trying to live as Keegan in that scene, who's a straight man who's 25 years old that wants to have a potluck with his friends and is deathly, deathly, deathly afraid of ever seeming gay.
And also supports our podcast.
And who will force his buddy to suck his cock.
As he hits the guy's girlfriend. By the way, Lucas, Jamie, and John are hilarious. You should donate to their Patreon. $5 a month.
You only need $5 a month, or you can go up to $10 a month, which gives them more money. Which means more pods can come out in the future. Or the 100.
It helps support our producer Connor's fentanyl addiction.
And also, as Keegan, your boyfriend is still sucking my cock. It's still the gay porn that Jamie riffed earlier. Okay. So those were the questions. There's no more?
Yeah. There's
more questions.
Do we want to do more questions?
I'm enjoying the questions. I would do one more,
I guess.
All right. So this is from... Oh, God, that one's long.
Yeah, just do a short one. I don't like when they're long. I like the ones about, I'm 25, can I do a ball?
Wait, Sasha Robinson sent the question.
Well, we did that one. We can't reread that one. Yeah. I like the ones about being 25 and being insecure about doing a potluck.
But we answered that.
Oh, fuck.
All right.
Can do it again.
Can you do that one again?
Right back to the scene. Now suck my fucking cock. Oh, that feels good. Oh, that's good. Oh, don't stop. Don't stop. I'm Keegan. By the way, join the Patreon. Those guys are fucking hilarious. Oh, fuck. This is gay while your girlfriend watches. It's so bad.
This is gay while your girlfriend watches. By the way, if you do join the Patreon and write in, we will make you a very, very closeted gay rapist.
In the riff.
Go ahead, John.
Interesting.
Tom, whenever you're ready.
You're welcome.
So this is from Sasha Roberts.
Oh,
you actually
love Sasha.
Read this one. It's the bottom.
You never answered, but it's chill.
That was that one.
Okay. Someone's pretty upset. I have a new question. Where should I go to college? Right now, I'm in between three schools. Occidental.
Occidental. Interesting. And you're not doing a voice. That's very interesting.
Just because I read normal. Occidental, UCSB, and George Washington. I'm not really happy with my choices and don't want to go to any of them, but I have to go to college. I am planning on studying public health, but I might end up switching to public policy or political science. Please help me decide as college graduates and comedians. I don't know what to do. Thanks. Yeah, I don't want to go to any of them, but I have to go to college.
I'd go to Occidental.
Oh, because
Obama. Come on, anyone?
So Occidental, UCSB, and George Washington for public health, maybe doing public policy.
Well, you went to UCSB, so you can speak on that matter.
Yeah, Sasha, UCSB will be really, really, really fun. I mean, I guess it's sort of biased, but of those three, I guarantee you, you'll have the best time at UCSB. Like the most fun time.
From what I've heard from you, it's guaranteed. A great college to piss yourself at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do it.
You've pissed yourself?
Yeah, throw up, piss yourself, poop.
All in the pants.
Sneeze.
Wait, not throw up in the pants.
Throw up in your own pants.
Piss yourself as you throw up in your pants. We call that the UCSB double.
I think I met Sasha at my San Francisco show. And... where's GW? Is that in DC?
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to suck. Don't do GW. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, GW. Occidental. I mean, DC kind of sucks.
Yeah, Occidental is also in LA. Just do UCSB. It's going to be the best by far. I guarantee. If you go to UCSB, you're not going to regret it.
But isn't Occidental the best one of those three?
College wise?
Yeah.
Oh, I have no clue.
I think Occidental is like a pretty high ranked college now.
I don't know. I have no clue. I'm just saying. I don't know why you're making this decision or why you're asking us, but I'll take a hard stance as someone who went to UCSB and tell you, you'll have a lot of fun at UCSB. And if you're in San Francisco, that might actually make it a little different because you'll know a lot of people that go there. So you can take that with a grain of salt. I went there as someone from the East Coast. No one from my school had ever gone there. I didn't know anyone who went there. It was so fucking fun.
And one of your friends from UCSB was just at your special taping the other day.
What was so fun about it?
It was so fucking fun. It's just really, really beautiful. The people are very attractive. Back then, now I would be totally turned off by everyone there because they're so young.
Yep.
I would spit. Even if they're over 20. Spit on the ground.
Oh, it's like on the
ocean?
Even
if they're over 18, it's just plain creepy.
It's creepy if they're over 18, yeah.
Is it on the ocean?
Yeah, it's literally my dorm, and I mean this literally, was 40 feet from the beach. 40 feet.
That's sick.
Yeah, that's really cool.
If you sprinted for like 9 seconds, you got to the beach.
You might not be as fast as Jamie was, but still, it's a very short period of time.
Someone like you, Sasha, might be able to sprint there in 13 seconds.
And with that extra 5 seconds of sprinting, you might get into good shape too.
No, Sasha, if you go to UCSB, you're going to have a lot of fun. You'll party a lot. You'll study occasionally. You'll make some really, really good friends. You'll go on fun trips. It'll be beautiful. It'll be like a really fun 4 years. Now, does it set you up well for the rest of your life?
Yes.
No. No, it does not. But it'll be really fun, especially if you're doing public policy.
I mean, what do you
if you go
be
to UCSB,
public policy?
You're going to change your major. First of all, you're not going to do public policy. You're going to do communications. You're going to join a sorority.
Are you going to forget about us when you go to college, Sasha? I'm insecure that she's going to go to college and just we're old news.
I'll tell you what. If you go to UCSB, you will forget. You will not listen to this podcast.
I'm just thinking about it.
You'll be too busy
like,
trying to fuck 12s. Not 12-year-olds. People that out of 10 on an attractiveness scale are 12. To you, not to me.
To me, they're ugly.
The second you
we just performed at UCSB and I walked around and I saw the people going out and they were impossible to judge their looks on account of being too young, but also very, very, very much hard to tell because they were too young.
Out of 10, I'd give them an NA, not applicable.
It is funny that once you break the 1 through 10 looks, like you go to like 11 or 12, it is just pedophilia. Because it just sounds like you're talking about a child now. Because it's like, well, he would just fit it into the 1 through 10.
That girl's a 13-year-old. I get what you mean.
That I'm not attracted to.
That I'm not attracted to.
That I have no interest in.
So, well, yeah, that's my take, John.
Well, if I need a take about college, it's obviously that go to one. I mean, I hated college. I stayed at home in college. Hmm. I settled for college. Everything about college for me was more of just like, let's just get through it and get it over with so I can go do something else, which I was already doing stand-up at that point. So I just kind of wanted to go do stand-up, and I hated college and I thought it was pointless. And now looking back on it, I still think it was a big waste of time for me. Maybe I learned a few things that I wouldn't, but I mean, but I didn't major in anything political or whatever you guys
majored. Here's what I will say. I went to the best small college in America, number one ranked year over year. I went and got an MBA at Stanford University, pretty widely considered best, if not one of the best universities in the country, with the best MBA program in the country. And here I am sitting in the room with Jamie and John. So I think what's pretty clear is it doesn't fucking matter.
It doesn't matter.
Go, you will find your path.
I would make the argument that if that's your argument, you're incredibly, the opposite is true. You're far and away more successful than both of us.
But not on account of my
in
education.
That's not applicable. You don't think so?
No.
Yeah. I don't think so either.
Yeah.
But if that's your argument, then...
No, my argument is it doesn't matter. You are who you are, and you'll take the path you take. So yeah, I went to these great schools, and I'm still on this path.
But that's not evidence that it didn't work, because it did work. You are more successful than us.
No, but I'm saying,
like, evidence for like, oh, you can go anywhere and you'll end up in the same place. That's not a good.
Well, the path I should be on, according to like someone who goes to those schools, is I should be like a hedge fund guy.
Yeah.
So which you could be.
I know I could be, but I'm saying I chose not to be. And what I'm saying is she'll make her choices agnostic to where she got her degree. She'll land where she lands, and her degree won't much matter.
No, that's not a good argument. If you want to be worldly successful, like the way Lucas is, like if you want to be a hedge fund manager, you have to go to Stanford. You can't go to where I went.
Yeah, but
yeah. So if you want to be worldly successful, go to the best school and set yourself up for the best MBA program. And
but if you want to do a
like
pod
plan
with
your
me,
life in like a
yeah, if you want to do a pod with me, you can go to either. I'll do your pod.
Couldn't agree more.
The point is, if you want to end up podcasting with John, you're already on our podcast. We're literally talking about you. So you kind of made it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Is this your goal? Sorry. What's your goal?
It is funny to ask, where should I go to college without stating a goal? What?
You want to study public policy? You have to have like a bigger goal.
If you want to study public policy, probably you said Occidental is the best college.
Yeah, because Obama went there.
Okay. Yeah, then Occidental, I guess.
Where's
yeah.
Occidental?
In LA.
But if you want to have a good time, I guarantee you UCSB will be the most fun of those three. It's not even close.
So that's why you did the Obama impression, because he went there?
Yeah.
Well, I thought you were just like testing him.
John, I was doing it for a reason. There was a justification in the riff.
Logic. To the riff. Foreskin. Just saying something.
What is that? Can I touch it? I want to feel it. Is it squishy?
Why did we end up here again? This is a pretty straight potluck. I'd like to go to it. I'd like to bring fish or clams or a food reminiscent of a vagina.
Bring any food you want, as long as it's straight.
A hot dog. We'll make the cut.
I told Michelle, I said, no hot dogs at the potluck.
Where's
it's a straight potluck.
Where's
hot dogs?
Where's it supposed to go? In me? Even if I eat it, it's still a cock in the mouth. It's
gay.
So I would say it doesn't matter what college you go to. I would just say focus on what you want to do, and and everything will fall into place.
I vehemently disagree. It very much matters your goal. It's kind of what you said in the first question. It very much matters like your values or your goal.
Well,
in terms of where to go to college, if you want to have the best time, go to UC Santa Barbara. I'm telling you now, it will be the best time. But also don't go to the fraternities. They will rape you. But other than that, if you avoid the fraternities at UCSB, you can party a ton and it'll be really fun.
But that doesn't mean that you wouldn't get one of Lucas's education at that school. Maybe she just doesn't need to do OxyContin.
Wait, what do you mean? What?
Like maybe if she just stays away from OxyContin, that school is actually a pretty good school for like a...
I didn't do Oxy in college, John. Maybe if you learned more about your friends, your points would be make more sense.
Whoa.
Jamie is clapping back today. He's clapping back again.
You were sniffing around.
When we have more than an hour and a half of doing the pod, I go, I really don't want to be here, and I get mean, and I apologize for that.
That's how I feel driving a car. And
appreciate you cutting your attitude with some honesty.
Really, really apologize, but that's where it's coming from, and I know that about myself, and it's not a good behavior.
Can I go home now?